Hello.
Hello, good morning. This is Alisa from Family First. May I speak with Melvin Thompson?
Okay, you're the one they called before?
Yeah, but it was a mistake. He was a patient that has the same last name.
Yeah, I was trying to figure, but you just hang up. You know, I'm Melvin Thompson's wife, and he was asleep. I was trying to figure, because my son is Melvin, so I was just trying to figure who it was. He was asking for. You
Okay.
know, but hold on. You want to speak to Melvin Thompson? Hold on for a minute. But I appreciate if you don't hang up on me if you call my number.
Oh, sorry, I was transferring to someone else. I don't
Shira.
hang up.
Oh, that's the person back from Fat. Where is your grandpa? Brian? Brian? Where you at? The person from your care from the agency is calling for you. Somebody on my phone for you. Where you at? Somebody's on the phone for you on my phone. Tashiron, can you come and monitor this, please? Here it is.
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. This is Alisa from Family First. May I speak with Melvin Thompson?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Melvin. This is Alisa from Family First, the coordinator of your case. And if you have any concerns, any issue, or any problem, you can let me know, okay? Also, I want to confirm that your information, your phone number is 267-918-1552, right?
Yes.
My number.
That's my number. No. 267.
Hmm?
I want is 267 265 5811.
267?
267. 58. 267 265 5811.
Okay, thank you. And also, your address is 2706 West Oxford. 3 Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 91121. Okay, perfect. Also, we would like to know, Melvin, how has been the services so far? If you have any issue or any concern, or everything has been great?
What you're talking about really asked me about?
I'm speaking about the services that you are receiving. We are the agency, Family First. We would like to know how has been the services with your caregiver, Teresha Thompson.
What is service name? What is the service?
The care that she's taking care of you.
Huh?
I'm asking.
What is the service you're talking about?
Family First, we are the agency. We would like to know how has been the services of your caregiver.
See, I take medication. Medication, so I don't know, only that is the service I take.
I mean, she has been taking care of you right from 7 to 3 every day.
Taking care of me.
Oh, is that Tashira? Tashira?
Yeah.
That's my granddaughter.
Okay, and also we would like to know if you have been in the hospital or you have been in the ER the past month.
No.
Okay, perfect, Melvin. Also, we would like to speak with the caregiver because she let us own a situation that she's pregnant and her last day will be October 28th. So we would like to know if you have someone else or do you want that we can look for someone for you?
I think my daughter supposed to can take care of me, Tanika Thompson.
Okay, in that case, we will have to just give me 1 second, please. Hello, in this case, we would like to know if your daughter is in the agency.
Say it again.
We want to confirm if your daughter is in the agency, is a caregiver.
I don't understand that part.
Your daughter, the person that is going to take care of you, is registered with us in the agency so we can do the process with her?
I think so. We have to talk to her. I don't know if she won't do this.
Okay, can you pass me the person that I was speaking before?
That's my wife also.
Okay, can I speak to her, please?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, yes. This is Alisa. I was previously speaking with the patient, and I was asking him because the caregiver that is taking care...
How can you ask a dementia patient stuff like that? Because he has dementia. So how can you ask him all that stuff?
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't know that. Okay. I was asking him because the caregiver let us know the situation that she's pregnant, and her last date is going to be in a week... It's going to be October 28th. So we would like to know if you have someone else, or if you want that us, we can look for a person that goes.
No,
to
his son is going. His son is here from Arizona to do that. He's just because he's in Philadelphia and he hasn't lived here in 5 years. He's trying to get his TB shot. And I told him they were supposed to mention that to y'all. The son is here, and his son is here. My son is here, and he's going to take over when my granddaughter stops working. When she goes in labor, he's going to take over. So, you know, he has to do his TB shots because y'all have to get a TB shot, right?
Yeah, he's already in the process because I'm new in the case, so that's why I'm not having the old information.
No, nobody, I talked to Cheryl. You didn't mention that, because you have to tell them that, you keep literally, you didn't tell them about Junie?
Huh?
You didn't tell them about that Junie's going to take over when you stop? When you go and live, when you...
I thought Junie told them.
Junie don't know nothing about it. Junie just came from Arizona. How would he know? And son is going to take over. So what we got to do about that? What we have to do about that part?
Okay, in that case,
he didn't get his
Can you provide me the name of the person that is going to be in charge so we are going to make the process with the patient?
Melvin Thompson.
Just give me 1 second. Can you repeat, please?
Melvin
mm-hmm.
Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
He has the same name like his dad. But he has a middle name, Iran.
Okay. And can you provide me his phone number?
Oh, because he lives in Arizona. He just came back, so I have to go. I have to look. So you have to call him through this number in the meantime until his phone is.
Okay. Perfect. No problem.
He just came in from Arizona.
Okay. No problem. So in this case, I'm going to send information to onboarding so they can start the process with the son. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for answering my call. Have a great day.
You as well, thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.